alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. So what do you call it? The present tense verb. What do you call in Arabic? If you look at the vocabulary sheet you got at the beginning of the year, okay? The vocabulary sheet you got at the beginning of the year, it has the definitions in Arabic and English. So you call this fi'l, huh? Fi'l mudara, mashallah, good job. So we are going to do passive voice. For the present tense verbs. This is our subject today. Okay. What's the difference between passive voice and active voice? In English. What's the difference? When I say active voice means, you know, the guy who did the verb. For example, you can say, you can say, the zara'at al-bint. Zara'at al-bint tufaha. So let me first of all define it in English first. So the girl. The girl farmed the corn, for example. And you say the corn, let's make this the boy, just to make it easy. The boy. The corn was planted. And let's make this sure planted. What's the difference between these two sentences?
We know who planted the corn in the first one and the second one. We don't know who planted the corn. It just says the corn was planted.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Do you get that? Do you have notes? The binder. You got this part? You understand? So this we call passive voice. The first one is active voice. And the second one is passive voice. Okay. So, one is passive voice, and the other one is active voice. Okay.
Oh, I gave the original to somebody. Who has less than 10 G in red?
Okay. It's okay.
Okay. If you look at the vocabulary sheet we gave you at the beginning of the year, look up active voice. Active voice means مبني للمعلوم. And the other one is مبني للمجهول.
Anybody else have homework they would like to give me?
Yeah, right. That was funny.
I knew that.
It's the same.
Good joke.
Yes. Hey guys. It's the same one.
Is it?
It's been the same one.
No, it's this.
Good joke, man. Good joke.
This class is doing homework.
Okay. Now I am going to give you, okay, can you give me an active tense, an active voice?
Like a gerund?
Hmm?
Like an action, active verb?
Yes. We can say, for example,
he is talking.
Next week,
the apple was eaten.
It's not on the website.
So this one, this one.
So passive is the apple was eaten, and active is the boy ate the apple.
Yes. The subject is known.
Did you apply yesterday?
Did I?
Okay. So we have. I'm going to give you a passive voice. I'm sorry, an active voice sentence, and I want you to convert it into passive.
Oh.
Okay. So I would say.
I broke it.
يزرع الولد No talking together. أنا
Marker.
We're not talking
more.
Negro. Okay. So, يزرع الولد. Let's say, huh? العنب. يزرع الولد. العنب. يزرع الولد العنب. Okay. Can you change this into passive voice?
If you tell me what it means, yes.
Yes, the boy is planting. The boy is planting grapes. You know,
I
know.
Can you change passive voice?
The grapes are planted.
Yes, exactly. But in Arabic.
El las uvas son plantadas.
So all you need to do is just remove the verb. Remove the subject. And when you remove the subject, you say
يزرع
العنب.
How come the one above is not عنبو, عنب?
Yes, good job, good question. I'm going to answer this question in a second. So يزرع becomes يزرع. So you see the fatha, it changes into dhamma. So this fatha changes into dhamma. So you can see the dhamma here. You understand? So now bring out your quiz. We're going to do a quiz on that.
Oh, wait, bring out what?
A sheet of paper so that we can do quiz.
A sheet of paper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yo, if anyone got paper that they couldn't have, and give it to me, and then give me a pencil too.
يلعبوا يضربوا الرجل الولد Okay.
Now I need papel.
Now, this one, this sentence on the board.
Necesito.
Okay. We want to convert this into passive voice. We want to convert it into what? Passive voice. Now go ahead and convert it to passive voice. So, make a, you know, get a big sheet because we're going to do more than one thing. But anyway, you can do this later, the next time. Okay? All right. So, how do you convert يضربوا الرجل والولد into passive voice?
Oh, I know.
Okay, later. Just let's wait for everybody else.
Yes. What does that mean?
Yes.
يضربوا means hit. الرجل means the man. الولد means the boy. The boy. يضرب الرجل الولد. The man. Yes, Lina. Can you write here the man? Hits the boy. Don't look at them. Good handwriting. Okay. The man hits. Is hitting the boy.
Is this the passive or the?
This is present tense.
Why isn't the boy calling 911?
Is it passive?
Is hitting the kid. Or the.
Wait, how is the boy helping
the man? The boy. Hitting the boy.
The ages.
Okay. So how do you convert this into passive voice, Mazen? So go ahead and convert it into passive voice.
No.
I'll stop by and see. Make two steps. Follow both steps. Okay, the first step, remove the subject. The second step, on the first letter, change the fatha into dhamma. Change the fatha into dhamma.
I knew that.
You got it?
I knew that.
So, what would it be? Let me look here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, you're right. But put the tashkil on the dial.
Yes. Yadribu means hit, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yadribu means brother.
Okay.
Change this into dhamma.
You look like you had more to say.
Okay.
Yeah, soon.
I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. About here? MashaAllah. Very good. Okay. I checked here. Okay. You guys got it all right. You got it right. So, it is يضربوا الولد. يضربوا الولد. يضربوا الولد. So, change this into dhamma and then change this into dhamma. Okay, so it is what? It is يضربوا الولد. What are the changes we did?
Oh.
Huh?
So you made the ya have a dhamma instead of a fatha.
Yes.
And at the end, the dal has also a dhamma, and you have middle word.
Okay. So basically, we changed the first thing we did, remove the subject. One, remove. Because these are the steps.
Oh, but is it Yudribu or is it Yudrabu?
Yudrabu. Yeah, you're right.
So that's also changes?
Yudribu, Yudrabu, yes.
Okay.
Do we get points for these quizzes? Because I have like a 0% in like the classes, and I do the quizzes really good.
Except if you don't do your homework, so you completely deserve that 0%.
But the quizzes don't count as any points for the grade?
Yeah, of course.
They do or they don't?
Oh yeah, they are graded, just like the homework.
What is it, but is it a homework grade?
Yes, it's a homework grade. Steps number one. The step number one, remove the subject.
I should have 100%.
Oh, I'm
I should not
step
have
number one, remove the subject. Remove the subject. Step number two, change the first letter into Dhamma. Change the first letter to Dhamma. And the third is that the object becomes marfu'. The object becomes marfu'.
Wait, do you also change the last letter to Dhamma?
It's not to Dhamma, it's marfu'. You change the object to marfu'.
M-A-R?
Marfu'. Now, the object usually is what? The object is mansub, right? Here, object is mansub.
I know what my letters are.
Yelena, here say, yeah. Object is mansub.
Object is
mansub.
Don't put your.
Okay? It becomes now marfu'. Becomes now marfu'. Okay. You have it right there.
I know, but...
Oh, yeah, okay. Marfu'.
Is it mansub?
Marfu'. Let me get it. Okay. Object is marfu'. I'm sorry, mansub. Mansub. So, typically the object is mansub. In the passive voice, the object becomes, huh? Marfu'. You got this part right? So that's why we change it, the object from al-inaba into what? Al-inabu. Al-inaba into al-inabu. Why is that? Because, huh? Al-inabu becomes, huh? Al-inabu becomes in the passive voice. Okay? Do you understand that? So let me ask you a question. Typically, the object is what? Mansub, majrur, marfu'. Typically, the default for the subject, for the object is what?
Guys.
Huh? Go back to your notes, the verb notes. Bring out the verb notes. And look at the verb notes. The object is... Huh? The object is mansub.
Can we get this too?
No, we'll get it at the end of the class. The object is mansub, marfu' or mansub. Typically, the object is mansub, but when it goes into the passive voice, it becomes marfu'.
So it's mansub on the
back. Yes, it changed the object. Okay, it changed the object from mansub to marfu'. From mansub to marfu'. Look here. From, look here. Look here.
This works.
No. From marfu' into mansub.
It's from mansub into marfu'.
Okay. Can you write it? Can you write it in the order, just to avoid confusion? Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to do another example. I'm going to do another example. See, the homework is just exactly what I'm doing right now. This is going to be your homework.